You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
My name is Andre Gracie, and I'm the event manager for Grand Prix 2017. This site is tells the story of the Acadian people and their journey, settling here, the expulsion. But our event is to take this a little step further for 4 days to look at the relationship that happened in the 1700s between the Mi'kmaq and the Acadians. Now, this started as far back as 1604 when Champlain first arrived and met Grand Chief Membertou. So this event is celebrating a relationship between two cultures that has lasted 400 years. But we want, in this year of truth and reconciliation for Indigenous peoples, to revisit this relationship and celebrate it. And so from August 10th to 13th, there'll be cultural activities, music, dance, artisans that are from both these cultures. And we'll be working together to rebuild and celebrate that relationship. Sure. So we've got lots of activities. We have, when you arrive in the park, you'll see 50 vendor booths, and they'll be having crafts, art, food. We'll have a cultural village that will have a rendezvous yurt, which is celebrating the Acadian culture and the relationship with the Mi'kmaq. And then we'll have 15 teepees, and we'll, outside all those teepees, we'll have Mi'kmaq cultural demonstrations, everything from hide tanning to beadwork to basket making to Mi'kmaq food. We'll have chefs on site sampling Acadian and Mi'kmaq dishes. We've got 4 days on a major concert stage of music from Louisiana to out west to the best of Mi'kmaq and Acadian local talent. And then on the other side of the park, near the church and the Evangeline statue, we have a gathering circle, which will have a powwow, dance, culinary demonstrations, and there's just something for everyone, all ages.
I'm here and I'm artist, and we have drums from Burundi to Nova Scotia, and those drums are protected by UNESCO. And we would like just to connect also via the culture all these places like Runenberg, like Grand Prix, just to share this recognition that there are unique places. So do you think that maybe in the future you're going to bring the Burundi drums to perform here? And I know that Mi'kmaq, the symbol is a drums.
Absolutely.
I would like to play with Mi'kmaq.
Yes.
And just perform together. Just bring the happiness and the joy in the community. What this project, did you think that it could happen in the future?
Absolutely. I work for the regional chief, Morley Gugu, and one of the things that we often talk about is collaboration. And, the drum is the heartbeat of Mother Earth. And we love the thought and the activation of different cultures coming together and sharing. And certainly the drum from your country would be much welcomed. And we would love to do that.
Well, I'm Acadian myself, so I do appreciate the history from my own ancestry, actually. And I found it was very impressive, actually, the story. Yes, certainly I would be keeping this in mind to come back and to see the interactions between the Mi'kmaq and the Acadian.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're coming from Yarmouth, Nova Scotia, where there's a large Acadian population in the Clare area. And again, I think it just makes you really proud of the Acadian ancestors and all they did and all they accomplished. And just makes you think about today's events as well, and how the how innocent people sort of get caught up into these wars between, the British and the French in this case. So, but it makes you proud of the resilience and how they came back.
You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices. Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.